This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Governor Sean Parnell has vetoed a bill that would have scrubbed CourtView, the state's online criminal records database, of any charge that did not result in a conviction. Rather, the Alaska court system has adopted a rule that would wipe the records of any person who was arrested but not charged with a crime. Sunday is the deadline for comments to FEMA, or the Federal Emergency Management Agency, on a policy that would allow tribes to request emergency and major disaster declarations. As it is now, only state governors can request a federal disaster declaration. Tribes had requested the change, saying it would save time if they didn't have to wait for state action when they're often the only governmental entity in the area. In its solicitation for comments on the proposed policy, FEMA questioned whether the criteria for a disaster request may overwhelm tribes. Ken Murphy is director of FEMA Region 10, which includes Alaska, Washington, Oregon, and Idaho.
FEMA, in most cases, only pays for 75% of the disaster, and the government, in this case the tribal government, that would be responsible for 25% of the cost.
Public Information Officer Jeremy Zedek with the Alaska Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management said those funding requirements can be substantial.
Well, it's quite common for disasters here in Alaska, especially remote communities where infrastructure, utilities, public buildings, and homes are destroyed, for those disasters to run into the millions. If a community had to pick up 25% of $1 million or $4 or $5 million, that may be much more than their operating budget for the entire year.
Murphy says tribes will also need to either have certain plans in place or to develop them within 30 days of a disaster declaration.
Some of the paperwork that's required, such as having an emergency operations plan or a hazard mitigation plan, all requirements a part of the disaster declaration process.
Zedek says larger tribes, such as the Cherokee and Navajo, each with more than 300,000 enrolled members, are more likely to have the administrative capacity needed.
These federal disaster programs are very complex, and for a community to be hit by a disaster and then to fully understand what the management of the disaster grants and the entire process and really what they're fully eligible for and entitled to can be a daunting process.
Murphy says FEMA held meetings with tribes across Alaska and the nation, and the agency has already received a high volume of comments on the proposed policy.
I don't know how many, but I can tell you there was a tremendous amount, and we had many, many, many consultations with tribes and many other non-consultative type encounters trying to teach, learn, and provide information about the process.
Some tribes have already suggested that the criteria be changed to accommodate smaller tribes. A summary of comments received as of August 8th is available at the FEMA website at FEMA.gov. The agency is accepting comments electronically at its website through Sunday. Several Alaskan tribes were contacted, but none responded in time for this story. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.